And now we bring you Viewpoint with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.
Our topic today, what troubles pastors the most? Some time back, the General Association of Regular Baptists conducted a survey among pastors of the fellowship in the effort of finding out what troubles the average pastor faced. Naturally, several hundred responses brought several dozen different answers as to what the major problems facing the pastor were. But these responses, by and large, fell into some general categories. Today, I'd like to share some of these categories with you in order to give you some insight into the burdens that your pastor may carry. I believe that laymen should know the troubles that their pastor faces. God wants you to uphold your pastor in prayer and in direct support. Often when I speak in a church, I attempt to preach a message that will help the pastor. Sometimes a visiting speaker can say something that a pastor might have difficulty saying to people that he associates with on a regular basis. And I know that pastors appreciate this help. And they'll appreciate your help as you show an interest in supporting them in their ministry. But getting back to the survey, we find that a number of problems face many pastors. One of the most predominant is the financial burdens that the pastors carry. Many pastors are forced to support their families on income that would qualify them for any poverty program that the government has. I know that many churches are small and that it's difficult for a small church to pay their pastor an adequate salary. At the same time, I know that many churches are reluctant to pay a living salary to their pastor. We use the old cliche that the Lord will provide. At the same time, members of the church boards have decent incomes and aren't forced to worry over their material needs. One pastor friend of mine handled the problem well when he was being called to a new church. He was asked by the members of the pulpit committee what salary he would need if he came. He replied that money was not the primary issue, but he thought a fair way of deciding the matter would be to average the incomes of the men on the committee. He felt that the pastor should be paid on the level of the average leader in the church. Now, whether you choose that route or not in setting your pastor's salary, it's your obligation to pay him what he should have to meet his needs. The laborer is worthy of his hire, and so we should see that money matters do not burden our pastor. Perhaps the second greatest concern of pastors was that of a lack of time. Again, when you consider the number of demands that come to the average pastor, you can see how this would be so. Personal Bible study and prayer, visitation and witnessing, board meetings, social activities for young people and adults, the needs go on and on. And so here's an area where, again, laymen can help. You can help by volunteering to assist in the work, and you can help by praying for your pastor. The greatest problem area, however, faced by your pastor is also the area in which you can provide the greatest help. Over and over again, pastors cited the indifference, the complacency, the lethargy, the coldness of their people. Church members were not willing to get involved with the work of reaching others for Christ and of training new believers and weak believers in the things of the Lord. And this was a burden on the hearts of the pastors. God never meant that the pastor should do all the work of the local church. He is the under-shepherd of the sheep, the leader of the local flock. But by no means is he to be burdened with all of the work. It is God's will that we're not to be slothful in business, but we're to be fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Here, then, is a challenge for church members to accept as you help to carry out the ministry of your local church.
You've just heard Viewpoint with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.